In an interview with KPCW Monday, Superintendent Amber Conley was asked three times what the new building to be located between the Park City Learning Center and Treasure Mountain Middle School would be used for, since the proposed use has changed just as many times and as just as many months. But even on the third try, the superintendent seemed confused about what the building will be used for and how much use it'll actually get.
It's used for students looking at our college and career programs that are problem-based, so inquiry-based. So when you look at inquiry, you go back to STEM, and that's a buzzword. So science, technology, engineering, and math. But it really is to continue the problem project-based that PC CAPS has used effectively. But there's also that the traditional career and tech ed.
So a student-based building that will be full every day, because that was part of the concern.
It is part of the concern, and that is the one thing that we want to make sure that we're doing. And again, looking at what are the needs of our students. We have a very strong, strong healthcare strand that we want to continue to build.
Well, today's thinking is that the building will be used for the new PC CAPS program and additional STEM needs. A couple of weeks ago, it was going to be used for professional development in PC CAPS. Conley says when she was hired a year ago, one of the first things she did was a district's need assessment.
There is some concerns both at the leadership level but also at the staff level that was heard loud and clear regarding professional development. And I am a firm believer that any time that you build a building, you need to have the students' first priority. That's why I'm here, are the students. And at that time, I didn't believe that a professional development building was the very best. It wouldn't be well accepted by our staff, and they're my main priority as well, nor looking at what are some of the programs that we need to improve. One, looking at our healthcare model, looking at the space that they need. There's Mr. O'Connor and his staff has some really concrete plans. And back to Charlie Matthews. Charlie has a strong background in science, technology, engineering, math, and he's going to be helping us to streamline the programs 6 through 12.
Back in 2010, the school board's priority was for a new CTE, or Career Technology and Education Center. But recently, Conley says the idea was to move those CTE courses into the community. The hospitality program would be hosted by local hotels, and the medical and healthcare courses would be run out of the hospital. But now she says they can be brought to this new building, helping to free up needed room at the high school.
There are already spaces within the high school that's being used for specifically some of our pre-engineering and our medical. And so to be able to free up that space at the high school would alleviate some of the pressure that they're feeling with the pure capacity there.
This week, it looks like the building will merge PC CAPS, a program for the college-bound student, and CTE, which can help the student not planning on a four-year college to get the education they need to start working out of high school.
PC CAPS, although it is a different model in your traditional CTE, was decided that that's what an enhanced career and tech ed program looked like for Park City. And so do we have growing pains with that? Absolutely. But we want to continue that. And there is a huge need for us to look at our students that may not be specifically college-oriented, that we need to prepare for careers. And we need to look specifically at the careers that we offer here in Park City and provide them the training for that.
Conley has researched the documents and the minutes from the Master Planning Committee that started this process back in 2010 when an architect prepared recommendations for the school board. Conley says she has posted her report online and thinks the community will better understand how the school board got to this point in the decision-making process when they see that timeline.
And like I said, in doing the research, in 2010, the board accepted a master planning document that was provided by an architect. So there's controversy over that, and I understand that. The board at that time then made a recommendation for four areas. One was to continue to look for land to meet short-term and long-term needs and a site for both a future middle school and a future high school. There was no timeline associated with number one. The second was, and it is worded, immediately commence with design and construction of a new career and technical education facility. The third thing on that master plan recommendation was to complete the site study within 1 to 2 years and begin the design and construction of a new district office. And then the fourth one was continual minimal remodeling and maintenance of current facilities.
Last month, the school board approved doing an audit of district needs, which Conley says will be done internally in the next 60 days and will be completed before the school board moves forward with any construction. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.